you know, if the words do seem natural to
you. That's worked everything, though.
Yeah.
It's a good machine.
It may make you crazy when you when you repeat that. I mean, when you play it, if you have information or something on.
Oh well, I just use it for, you know, for myself. So it's just like a it's like a shorthand. It's like having a stenographer, you know, writing it down for me. I just have.
That's a good trick.
Sure. Now this is a kind of a thing that you use out. You might fill it up with manure or something. If you're going to move something around the farm, it has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Now, did you ever call that anything else?
I never did.
Did you ever call it a Georgia buggy?
No, it'd be a Pascal. That if it's in Georgia.
Okay.
You do it.
I heard Georgia buggy down in Cock County. And I just, now, you mentioned a whetstone or a wet rock. And what about the kind that might be fixed on a stand with a treadle or a handle?
That'd be a grindstone.
Right. And the thing I came up in was a... I came over from Jonesboro in my...
In an automobile?
Uh-huh. What else might you call it besides an automobile? Just a...
That's what we've always called it, but I don't know.
Well, how about a car?
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Now, if you took the car or automobile in to the service station, you might have them check the water and... Might have to put in a quart of
antifreeze or water.
Yeah, or into the crankcase, a quart of
oil.
Yeah, and then they might put it up on a rack and get under it and
grease it.
Yeah, and if
grease job.
Okay, and if you got that stuff in your hands, you say my hands are awfully
greasy.
Yeah, and I say what did he do to my car? And you say he greased.
Yeah, agreed. There, I give it a grease job.
All right. Now, inside the tire is a
tube.
Yeah, and then we talked before about lamps. The before you had electricity, you had a
line.
What did they burn?
Kerosene.
All right.
Kerosene line.
Did you ever make one of those out of, with a rag or bottle or a can, just a makeshift lamp that you
got out of a can, something you had to have kerosene in?
Uh-huh. Did you call that anything special?
I never did, but had a wick in it, you could burn oil and make a light.
Yeah. Well, would you call that a torch or a... something like that, or
it'd be more like a torch.
And then if you built a boat and you took it down to the stream or the creek, you'd say now you're going to put it in the water. You say you're going to for the first time.
Let's see, a boat. You'd be going boating, wouldn't you?
Sure, but this is the same word they use with rockets. You know, when they're going to down at Cape Canaveral when they're going to put up. Send rockets up. Say they put the rocket, put it on a rocket. And when they send a rocket up in space, you say they're going to launch
it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then now, what kind of boats do they have? They use on the rivers around here.
Well, they're more like canoes. Some of them.
How about these ones with the square fronts?
That. Bottom boat, I guess they call it. I don't know. Flat bottom. I don't know much about boats. I see them, but I don't go on. The sun you said.
I want to ask you about an expression. Expression is that you might use for if it rained considerably. And I ask you, I said, did it rain this morning? You might say, yeah, it rained.
Storm or a flood?
Yeah.
A flood.
Would you ever use the expression right smart? It rained right smart.
Yeah, I have used that.